Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
ESPN
97.5.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Please check out sportsmap.com. Got a Palillo video up on the Astros and Texans. Have some big decisions looming. Cody Stutes wrote from the Combine that the franchise tag is an option for the Texans with Clowney, which we knew that, but Brian Gain addressed it today. That's why he wrote that. John Granato wrote that the James Harden streak is over, and that's a good thing for the Rockets.
But almost wasn't last night.
No, but he was. What is he? One for his last 21 on threes. He did get the 30 points somehow.
He did.
Yeah. And
pretty.
Yeah. And Paul Muth put up his 3-pointers from the game last night, which he does for us on most of the games. So there you have it. I don't know how the hell we got on this.
Well, you know how we got on Jason Witten.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the big news of the day. Yeah, and Dustin sent me all Jason Witten's Craig Biggio stats. And I look up his stats compared to Gronk. Gronk has played less than half the games that Jason Witten did in his career. Already has more touchdowns than him. 11 more touchdowns than him, in fact. And, you know, Dustin says, and you said this during the break, I never said he was better than Gronk, but Gronk also had the greatest quarterback in his prime and greatest coach of all time. But it's not like, you know, the tight ends were dominating in New England before Gronk got there. And Gronk physically, there's no one like Gronk physically. Like, there's nobody who's that big and that fast and with those kind of hands. He's a freak show. But, like I said, I was saying that the bar has changed of what makes a great tight end. And honestly, Jason Witten coming back now, this isn't going to help his case in my mind. All it's going to do is pile up some more Craig Biggio numbers. Get you a couple hits here and there and you know.
See,
wave goodbye to the fans.
I think the Craig Biggio thing's kind of silly. I mean, you play 15 seasons in the NFL where you're out there blocking guys and getting your body beaten to hell, and you're playing every game and still putting up solid numbers. I mean, I don't see
what Craig Biggio did.
Craig Biggio wasn't playing football, man. He wasn't out there blocking 290-pound defensive ends. He wasn't having to get hit by safeties. Don't give me that. And to play that long in the NFL is impressive as hell. And to miss as few games as he did.
Now, that is one thing. He is durable.
And, yeah, that's to me, he wasn't just out there compiling stats either. He was catching balls on third down how many times to extend drives. Yeah, I don't buy that.
Okay.
So, and somebody, was it Haitian Diva? So we just erased Aaron Hernandez from the record books?
Yes. Well, Aaron Hernandez is erased.
He erased people from the record books.
Yes.
And then his conviction got erased because he killed himself. So, yeah, I think we erase him from everything.
He's not on the list.
No, but, you know, he was a run and shoot tight end anyway, so let's not.
No, he was a shoot and run tight end.
God. I'm going to give something away after that. At 5:42 in 0 seconds, the ninth caller, Rice University men's and women's basketball is taking over Tudor Fieldhouse all weekend long, and they need your help to make Tudor Fieldhouse loud. Rice University's
make Tudor Fieldhouse great again.
Yeah, exactly. Rice University's women's team is undefeated at home with NCAA leading shot blocker, 6'9" Nancy Mulkey. The men's basketball game is Sunday, March 3rd against Middle Tennessee, and could be a win away from a spot in the conference tournament for the men. So there you go, 713-780-3776. You're going to win a family four-pack to see both the men's and women's games on March 2nd and 3rd, 5:42. Don't call before then.
Please.
So, yeah.
Let's talk to Kirby.
Kirby?
Sports Curb.
Sports. Hey, fellas.
What's up, man?
6'9". My God.
I saw a picture of her in the Chronicle today. She's legitimately 6'9".
Is she Griner-like? Like Griner, Brittany, or she look like a, you
don't
know,
do it.
6'9". Okay, tight end talk. I think the way I – did you guys mention Ben Coates with the Patriots?
Yeah.
Okay, so I caught you late. John Mackey, from what I've seen, all the NFL film stuff, was like the first dominant bad A tight end. He was like the tight end of the 50s. Then Ditka's kind of 60s in there. And then you go to, I guess – Ozzie Newsome comes up and Kellen Winslow. But I think Rob Gronkowski is the best freaking – one of the best players I've ever seen. Not to mention the best tight end.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you on that.
How many folks do you think lost their house on the Golden State Rockets game last week when Harden was injured?
I don't know. It wasn't me because I don't bet the NBA, but – I'm sure that was a surprise to many. People probably had that in some money line parlays. Be my best guess. Let's talk to Paul. Paul wants to talk about Jason Witten. What's up, Paul?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Sports.
You're talking about Witten. I'm glad to see him back. I'm a Dallas fan. You're talking about Gronk. Stayed hurt too much. Witten, 227 consecutive games out of a possible 231. Now, do the math on that one. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, oh, he's a durable guy. That's what I mean. I give him credit for that, but so he outlasted everybody else? That's Hall of Fame?
I think it's more than outlasting. I think you're diminishing a guy playing 15 years in the NFL, man.
Okay.
I don't think that's hanging on and padding stats. I mean, the physical toll it takes to do that.
Oh, big deal. Sebastian Janikowski, he's going into year 19.
Yeah. Fat kicker.
Seabass.
Stop it.
A real athlete.
Is he going to get to play this year?
Probably.
He got, placed on IR last year. Yeah, they're trying to get rid of him.
He'll be all right. Adam Vinatieri came in the league and win. 95? Come on, dude. That's like a 24-year career.
Okay, now we're comparing kickers to tight ends. Okay.
Vinatieri's still piling up stats, so one day people will say, Adam Vinatieri is a better kicker than Justin Tucker, even though it's a really stupid thing to say.
You know what? This is like, he's impossible to work with because everything he does is 6 degrees of Justin Tucker.
It is.
He's going to find a way to talk about Justin Tucker and the bleeping Ravens somehow, even though it has nothing to do with that. We're talking about Jason Witten.
Okay, better player, Justin Tucker or Jason Witten?
Kickers don't count. Mm. You can't count. They can have. Kickers don't count. Okay. Kickers and punters do not count. Stop.
Okay.
Stop. Stop. You know what? Just marry Justin Tucker already to get it over with. Everything.
Kevin asked a really interesting question, kind of off the topic of Jason Witten.
Yeah, how is Jason Tucker's leg this year? Is that the question?
No, that's Justin Tucker. Get his name right. Put some respect on that.
No,
Kevin
I'm not.
Says, how many more years do you think the Astros have to be serious contenders? To me, it's as long as Justin Verlander's there, right?
I think your window here is shorter than people think. I think Verlander has to be re-signed. If you don't have him at the top of the rotation, I can't take you seriously.
Yeah.
But as much as I think he thinks he can pitch until he's 40, I think you have a 3-year window, this being one of them.
Okay.
And that's if you bring him back for 2 more years. If you don't, this might be your window here. Because you're not, at some point, even if you do pay all your guys, some of them are going to get paid and not produce. That's just a fact. So the rotation, I think, is as much as we were talking about it earlier, it's going to be a bigger question next year if you don't have those guys back. I think they will. I think they'll find a way to keep Cole and Verlander. And if they do, then I think that window lasts until you have to start, you know, making decisions on George Springer and Carlos Correa and guys like that.
Paul, sports.
That was from earlier.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was just on the wrong.
Cowboys 8 Josh, Twitter handle, @ Cowboys 8 Josh.
Okay, I can't read anyone who's...
You think he's going to be... you don't think he'll be unbiased? Why not? There's just a picture of Jason Witten in his avatar. It's no big deal. LOL, all you want to do is bring up TDs. He also played with TD machines, Owen and Dez, for the majority of his career, who were main red zone options. 4th most receptions...
I already said
missed
that.
One game. Yeah, we know. And averaged like 2 yards per reception.
Stop.
Who has more game winners, Jason Witten or Justin Tucker? Stop. Answer the question,
stop,
Fred.
Stop with your kicker crap.
More game winners?
Stop with your kicker right. crap.
The kicker is the point guard of the NFL. Everyone knows that.
No.
It's a valuable position.
He's not. He's the 15th man on the bench in the NBA is what he is.
Tight end, he
comes in for one shot, and then he gets to go sit down.
Jason Witten-style tight end is the NBA version of a center, like George Mirason in the NBA today. That's Jason Witten.
When it gets to fantasy next year and you don't draft kickers until the end, I'm going to remind you of
that. I never draft kickers until the end.
Uh-huh.
But Justin Tucker is too...
Yeah.
He's too pricey for me.
Quick break.
Any chance the Texans take a chance on tight end Cook? How would he fit? He's no Jason Witten. Or Justin Tucker.
You know what? I want to talk about this at some point, but we got the gym of the day coming up and then we got Brad. But sometime in the 6 o'clock hour... I'm alarmed by what I've heard from Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain the last 2 days. Alarmed. We'll talk about that at some point today. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out Sports Map. We have a new video that just went up from Joel Blank, which I haven't seen yet because it just went up. But... he says Astros should put Forrest Whitley in the rotation and not look back. Without having seen it, I'm going to respectfully disagree because I would. I'm waiting until June.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if he winds up not being as good as you hoped, well, you didn't really lose anything not having him there. If he winds up being a star, you start the clock later. I'm all about that. Always have been. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
the gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gym of the day.
So, Amazon, we could say successful company.
They're pretty. Yeah, they're good at money making.
Yeah, they're like rich does not describe them.
No,
they're filthy.
They figured out a good plan somehow.
Well, whenever you get that big, you're going to start getting sued occasionally, right?
Yep.
A former Amazon employee named Nicholas Stover was fired from his call center job in Winchester, Kentucky. Where's Winchester, Kentucky?
I don't know. I've lived in Kentucky, and I don't know where
that is. I've been to Kentucky many times. I don't remember Winchester. Apparently, his supervisor told him he was committing time theft for going to the bathroom too frequently. And he was fired, received an involuntary termination letter. Didn't include the reason for his dismissal. However, the manager said the problem was he was taking too much personal time thanks to his excessive bathroom breaks. One problem, the guy has Crohn's disease, which means you're going to have to go to the bathroom a lot more. So Amazon now getting sued for $3 million.
Whoops.
Kind of feel like this guy's probably going to win this one.
Probably. Well, maybe settle for half.
Yeah, I think if I'm Amazon, I'm writing a check. So, he's suing for lost wages and a significant amplification of the symptoms of Crohn's disease, which if you do get stressed out from getting fired, that can get worse.
Yeah.
So, firing a guy for taking too many bathroom breaks. Hell, I'd be gone if that were the case.
Yeah.
Of course, at least I'd try to do mine on the break.
Yeah, that's true.
That's your Zadok Jeweler's gym of the day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Robert Tumball says it's outside of Lexington.
Yeah, just southeast.
Okay, I've been to Lexington many times, but it's usually coming from Louisville, so probably have not gone through there. Witten, 6 lost fumbles. Tucker 0. Now you've started. See what you've started?
In your face.
See what you've started?
Everyone knows.
Can we not get kickers out of football?
Yeah.
That's what I want. But... all right, how long do we have here? I don't know if I want to start this now or save it. Okay, I probably should save it, but I'm just baffled by a couple of things that have been said the last 2 days by the Texans brass. And if they're true, my head is going to explode. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Okay. It seems excessive, but...
Well, I
haven't heard anything that makes my head want to explode.
Well, I want to dive into these a little deeper because.
That's a tease ahead to the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
After we talk to Brad, we'll get into some Texans talk.
Yeah.
We haven't had any Texans talk today.
No, we haven't.
And unlike other shows in the city, we don't talk about Jadeveon Clowney and the impending franchise tag every single day because everyone knows. So we don't need to. We don't feel like we need to talk about it every single day. Every mother effing day, once an hour. Jadeveon Clowney, still not signed, will likely be franchised. That's sports radio in Houston every friggin' hour.
You know who else got in on it today?
Who?
Brian T. Smith wrote a whole column about Clowney and the franchise tag.
What, he's going to get offered he's going to be franchise tagged?
Apparently that's where we're going with this.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. Breaking news. We got it. Jadeveon Clowney likely to be franchised. Got it. Written down in my notebook.
Cody wrote that on SportsMap.
Written down in my notebook, Cody.
But basically he just quoted Brian Gain, who says it's an option. But Brian Gain said some other stuff that I am, like I said, I find it very disturbing. So... If it winds up being true, I am going to rip this team so hard.
It doesn't have anything to do with massage parlors, right?
No. I'd actually be okay with that.
Fred could go for that.
Yeah. They want to do massage parlors there. I'm all for it, but let's not. I'm more interested on the product on the field, frankly. And this is why I'm, I hope
if things go the way you're looking, that means you're going to be drinking a lot.
I am going to be drinking a lot. Because
how are you going to get to work the next day? You're going to feel like crap.
Well, no, I'm not going to feel like crap.
If only there was a way that you could feel at least 50% better the next day.
I feel more than 50% better the next day. And that's thanks to Cheers. And you might remember them as Thrive Plus, but they changed the name to Cheers. Same great product. Nothing's changed there. And, man, does it work. It's designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol, and it's going to help all of us who drink feel better the next day. And trust me, it works. But you don't have to take my word for it. You know, you want to trust the smarts. They've got a team of five PhDs. Brooks is an Ivy League scientist. You probably saw him on Shark Tank. Hey, they use it, and it works for them. I use it. It works for me. So if you're going to drink, you should use it. Gives your liver exactly what it needs to process alcohol, its toxic byproducts. And you simply take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed, and you will feel at least 50% better the next day, or they're going to give you your money back. To order Cheers, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. And if you order by 4 o'clock, then they're going to put the product on your doorstep the next day. With Cheers, you're going to feel better when you wake up, and your liver is going to thank you. I don't drink without Cheers. Neither should you. Cheershealth.com.
ESPN 97.5.